You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
On a beautiful Sunday morning, we're talking politics all across New England. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. And a fun-filled morning. Baseball legend Curt Schilling joining us. Ben Howe coming on talking about how we don't need Donald Trump to be president. But
well, I guess the alternative for me is just a horrible, horrible thought. Now, I'm not going to be like a lot of these liberals.
It's a devastating thought.
Well, I'm not going to be, you know, like one of these liberals like Rosie O'Donnell and Whoopi Goldberg and on that says, oh, if Donald Trump's elected, I'm leaving the country. Honestly, folks, take the plane now. Take a walk. Get the hell out. I don't care. You know, I didn't like it when Barack Obama was reelected either.
When he was elected.
Well, when he was elected the first time, okay, let's give this guy a chance. Although, you know, he was a junior senator in many, many ways, voted present, as was his common vote. And so there you go. I didn't leave the country. I didn't threaten to leave the country. And honestly, folks, if you don't like Donald Trump and he's elected president, you know, I hope you go through with what you've promised us. Leave the country. Get the hell out now. You know, avoid the line. So, you know, there's a lot of things about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And I think over the next few months, we're going to get a thorough inspection of both of them. But we've already had a pretty thorough inspection of Hillary Clinton over the last 40 years. I think there's a little bit of good there, but there's an awful lot of bad. Just, you know, one thing after another, after another, after another. And I don't think she gives two hoots about helping anybody. All she wants is to be the first woman president of the United States. And that's it. She would be at most a one-term president, given what I've heard about her health. I'm not sure she'd make it through the first 4 years.
Can you imagine her coughing and yelling at us for the next 4 years?
And going to the bathroom for the next half hour.
Hey, Lee in Waltham wants to jump in. Good morning, Lee. How are you? Thanks for taking a couple minutes to call in.
Thank you for answering my call here. Listen, I just wanted to say that the gentleman before you, you have to build up. You can't just do it all at once, and I don't think we're going to be able to find somebody that would do that. But I do think we can see from what Barack Obama has done, and she says she's going to be a third term of Barack Obama, what we would be in for in the next 4 years. And, you know, there's a possibility with all of this, we may not never be able to recover and to elect a conservative because they won't let us. I mean, it's just as simple as that. The way I look at it, you know, she's talking about the justices and all that stuff. Look what's going on right now in North Carolina. This is an overreach, okay, of our rights, and they seem to be going through this. And my point is, where is the Republican opposition? Where is it now? It's been around now for 8 years he's been doing this. So if they're really serious about turning this back, I don't think they are. I think that they're part of a ruling class, and they're going to make their own adjustments with each other so that they all keep their jobs and keep their money. What do you think?
I think you have some points there that are valid, but there are a lot of legislators and in the country and locally that are there to do the right thing, and they are honest people.
But they're being suppressed. You see what I'm saying? There's not enough of them, and these people that are supposedly in charge of the committees, in charge of all of this, just not going to make it. Now, I like Ted Cruz. I supported Ted Cruz financially, but if he can't make it, our next best bet is going to have to be Donald Trump, because I couldn't take 4 years of Hillary Clinton. I won't move, but it's going to be very, very difficult to live with what she does and what she says.
Well, if you think, think about it, who has the greatest chance of reducing our national debt? You think it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? I think it's Donald Trump.
Sure.
Because think about 4 years from now, we could have a $30 trillion debt.
So sad. You know, Lee, what I always say is, all politics is local, name of this program. You know, you look at local election. Who are you going to vote for? Oh, I'm going to vote for Jane or Joe. Why? But, oh, they're nice people. No, I'm going to vote for my the guy who's going to be the leader, the guy who's going to have the political courage to step in up in a room and go, no, this is wrong. This is why it's wrong. And you know it's wrong. And that's what the problem is becoming politics. Politics has gotten so muddied and so social medialized that the true leaders, they don't want to do the job anymore. And, you know, and shame on them and shame on other people. Sometimes, you know, you know, a nice guy is the last guy you want making decisions on your kid's education, on your roads, and on your tax bill. Because you know what? Nice guys are always going to do the nice thing but not have the political courage to do the right thing. And that's where I think we run into some of our problems. You know, and what do you say to that?
I say amen to that. I think you're absolutely right. I think that's what we need, and we're not going to get it, you know, if we just keep, getting into the Democrats. That's all.
The difficult things are not always the popular things, but they're the right things. Hey, Lee, thanks for taking a couple minutes.
Thank you.
And now we've reached the favorite part of the program.
Now here's Terry with this date in history.
And here we are. It's Sunday, May 15th, 136th day of 2016. There are exactly 230 days left in the year. And today's birthdays are counterculture icon Wavy Gravy is 80. Who the hell is Wavy Gravy, really? But anyway.
It's your day in history.
Yeah. Former U.S. History of State Madeleine Albright is 79. Trine Lopez is 79 also. Baseball Hall of Famer George Brett is 63. I thought he was younger than that, but anyway.
Eintar.
Yeah. Hall of Famer, Football Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith is 47. A great, great football player.
Dancing with the Stars champion.
Yeah, absolutely. And actress Jamie Lynn Sigler is 35. Now, if you remember, she was the daughter of Tony Soprano.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, and Andy Murray is 29, a great tennis player. And in 1776, on this day, Virginia authorized its delegation to the Continental Congress to support independence from Britain. In 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed an act establishing the Department of Agriculture. And in 1886, poet Emily Dickinson died in Amherst, Massachusetts at the young age of 55. In 1911, the Supreme Court ruled the Standard Oil Company was a monopoly in violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act, and ordered its breakup. And now we have all kinds of gas stations. All right. And in 1930, registered nurse Ellen Church, the first airline stewardess, went on duty aboard an Oakland to Chicago flight operated by Boeing Air Transport, a forerunner of United Airlines. 1940, the original McDonald's restaurant is opened in San Bernardino, California, by Richard and Maurice McDonald. 1973, astronaut L. Gordon Cooper blasted off aboard Faith 7 on the final mission of the Project Mercury space program. In 1972, Alabama Governor George C. Wallace was shot and left paralyzed by Arthur H. Bremer while campaigning for president in Laurel, Maryland. Bremer served 35 years for attempted murder. Coincidentally, I lived just down the street from where that happened, in Laurel, Maryland, when I was my last year in the military. In 1988, the Soviet Union began the process of withdrawing its troops from Afghanistan more than 8 years after Soviet forces entered the country. And we were so stupid, we had to follow suit.
Oh, yeah.
Duh. And Vietnam following the French. Anyway, so in 2006, an Oval Office address, President George W. Bush said he would order as many as 6,000 National Guard troops to secure the U.S. border with Mexico and urge Congress to give millions of immigrants in the United States illegally a chance at citizenship. A defiant Saddam Hussein refused to enter a plea at his trial, insisting he was still Iraq's president, as a judge formally charged him with crimes against humanity.
How'd that work out?
Well, he's done. And in 2011, mobilized by calls on Facebook, thousands of Arab protesters marched on Israel's border with Syria, Lebanon, and Gaza in an unprecedented wave of demonstrations sparking clashes that left at least 15 dead. And finally, in 2015, a jury sentenced Zokhar Tsarnaev to death for the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing that killed three and more than 250 wounded. Tsarnaev will probably outlive us all in all of the
Well, Mark Wahlberg's movie is going to be very interesting on that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's going to do it for another edition of All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. Keep in mind the mantra of the program, all politics is local. The most important elections that you are going to vote in are your local elections. The presidency gets all the glitz and the glamour, but your pocketbook is affected most by your local elections. And remember, death and taxes are inevitable in Massachusetts, but being taxed to death is not.
And finally, you can hear this show again at 5 p.m. this evening on WCRN, 8:30 a.m. on your dial.
We'll talk to you next Sunday, New England. Thanks for listening to All Politics is Local on WCRN, 8:30.
Have a great week.
You've been listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts with your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks, on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN.